WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and Donald Trump have left Georgia after Saturday campaign stops in Atlanta and Rome, respectively. Senator Raphael Warnock asks supporters to vote for Mr. Biden in this week's primary.
I know you're thinking about November, but you've got work to do before November. We need you to show up this Tuesday.
A barge with some 200 tons of food is ready to head from Cyprus to Gaza. The BBC's Anna Foster.
This aid is much needed in Gaza. The UN in particular has warned that around a quarter of the civilian population there, that's more than 500,000 people, are facing imminent famine.
Another humanitarian crisis is full-blown in Haiti, where gang violence has made day-to-day life increasingly dangerous. Among those calling for an end to that... Pope Francis this morning at the Vatican. Non-essential U.S. embassy personnel have been flown out of Haiti. That happened overnight. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin libraries are on the front lines of helping kids who are struggling to learn to read. March is National Reading Month. Mike Moan has more.
Even though March is barely underway, parents of Wisconsin kids are being encouraged to plan for summer reading activities, especially if their child needs more skills and confidence in reading. It's National Reading Month, and schools are often tasked with helping students with literacy challenges, and there are dozens of community-based programs across the state. But Blaise Burton of the Mercer Public Library says parents can think about ways to also weave in a less formal approach. His location has a specific summer program that works to draw in kids who aren't exactly enthusiastic about picking up a book.
We give out these passports, and kids and adults can go to all the different libraries in our area and get a stamp and then get entered into a drawing. And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
He says combining accessibility with prize incentives might make reading feel less like a chore. Burton says overall, sticking with topics you're interested in helps lay the groundwork for wanting to continue reading. For preteens, he says graphic novels can be a popular choice.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
He says graphic novels often emphasize a singular word on the page, helping the child to better understand its meaning. And for those in their teen years, literacy experts say they can find books about the issues they're experiencing, potentially serving as sources of strength and encouragement. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette wins a close one on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles came back late to put away Xavier 86-80 in Cincinnati. Cam Jones with 30 points. Tyler Kolek still out.
I tell the guys that before the game, it absolutely was an incredibly big win for us. Not only because it's a Big East road win, but because I think our guys actually have played pretty darn well with Tyler out.
That's head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette now with the third seed headed into the Big East tournament. Hockey, the men's Big Ten tournament. Badgers skating to a 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2. Game 3 of the series tonight at the Kohl Center. In Minnesota, the Badgers women's team beat Ohio State in an upset 6-3 to win the final faceoff title. And the winners in the girls' state high school basketball finals were Arrowhead in Division 1. In Division 2, Pewaukee winning its first state title. And Division 3, Edgewood High winning the state championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for today. Highs in the upper 40s, light south winds developing. Tonight, mostly clear and lower 30s. On Monday, a considerable warm-up on the way. Sunny skies will reach the upper 60s. Right now, it's 19.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you always wanted to paint? Well, now's your chance, as Link's Tome of Adventures in Chippewa Falls is hosting a painting workshop. The best part? All skill levels are invited. Unleash your inner artist on Thursday, March 14th from 3 to 7. All supplies are provided too. The first day of spring is right around the corner, March 19th, and if it has you thinking about your garden, you may want to learn how and why to grow organic vegetables. Sunbow Farm on Langdale Road in Eau Claire is hosting special classes every Wednesday through the end of the month. Find more information at sunbowfarm.com. If you're more into gazing at the stars, the planetarium inside Phillips Science Hall at UW Eau Claire is open to the public March 14th, starting at 7. Learn more about the night sky and ask your questions too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Some of the more curious aspects of their relationship with the oddest studio boss in the history of the movies.
Good morning, the music of the stars. It's Hollywood's night. Some of the greatest movies, with some of the greatest songs, some of which were never nominated. Go figure.
Oh, it's a dynamite love song. Just made order for you. I'll play it.
Mickey and Judy from Girl Crazy.
Our love affair will be such fun, will be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers will make them forget, from Adam and Eve to Scarlet and Red. When youth has had its merry flame, we'll spend our evenings remembering two happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love
in the wood? We're not quite certain what has happened to us, this lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was meant to be. It's me for you, dear, and you for me. We'll fuss, we'll quarrel, and tears start to brew.
cake Mother used to make. When youth has had its merry fling, we'll spend our evenings
of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani.
Isn't this a lovely love affair?
Hollywood's best music.
Hi there, I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Welcome to TCM, where we're in the midst of a 24-hour marathon of movies starring Deborah Carr, born 100 years ago today as Deborah Jane Trimmer in Glasgow, Scotland. When Carr died in 2007, obituaries listed her birthplace as Helensburgh, a coastal resort town where her parents lived. But in 2015, the discovery of her birth certificate corrected the error. Carr was born in Glasgow. She moved to England with her family as a child. Sophisticated, graceful, and enormously versatile, Carr was known as MGM's English Rose. She embodied an easy elegance on the stage and screen that put her in a class of her own. Throughout her career, Carr worked with some of Hollywood's finest leading men, including Burt Lancaster, Richard Burton, Robert Mitchum, and Cary Grant, her co-star in three pictures, including the film we have next. It is, according to more than a few thousand TCM fans, the most romantic movie ever made. Deborah Carr once admitted that whenever she watched An Affair to Remember, she always found herself crying. Critics praised her performance. Picture Goer magazine called her a revelation. Carr's portrayal of Terry McKay is all at once striking, moving, and sentimental without ever becoming saccharine or maudlin. At least not overly saccharine or maudlin. It's hard to imagine anyone but Carr in this role, though she wasn't the first choice. Ingrid Bergman had first crack at the part. Doris Day was also under consideration prior to Carr. For Cary Grant, Carr was the main draw. As I mentioned before the film, An Affair to Remember was a remake of Love Affair starring Charles Boyer and Irene Dunne, also directed by Leo McCarey 18 years earlier in 1939. Grant had serious reservations about stepping into Boyer's shoes and accepted the role in An Affair to Remember primarily because he wanted to work with Deborah Carr again.
You know, I painted you like that with the shawl. I wish you could have seen it. Courbet said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But, well, there was no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Courbet told me a young woman came into the gallery, and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Courbet to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was... Anyway, I told him to give it to her. Courbet said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart. If it had to happen to one of us, why did it have to be you?
Meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it?
Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's, crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh... Oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
well, you are right.
She's fine.
And suddenly, he goes, oh, I sold the painting. And he like, goes to the bedroom. And he looks, and he comes out, and he looks at her. And he kind of just, they know. And then they hug, and it's, oh, God.
That's a chick's move.
Oh,
1957. Leo McCarey wrote that, the director. Yeah, he was trying to get some ideas about songs. So he'd write them himself. He'd sit at the keyboard, quite the prolific piano player. And he wrote that. Great music. And what about the chick flick? What about guys? I like chick. I don't care.
Order pride. I just want somebody that I can have a decent conversation with over dinner, you know, without it falling down into weepy tears over some movie that you just saw.
Very emotional.
Although I cried at the end of The Dirty Dozen.
Well, who didn't?
Because Jim Brown was throwing these hand grenades down these air shafts. And Richard Jekyll and Lee Marvin were sitting on top of this armored personnel carrier that dressed up like Nazis.
Oh, my God.
Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez.
He busted his neck when they were parachuting down behind the Nazi lines.
Stop it.
Richard Jekyll at the beginning, he had on his shiny helmet because he was EMP.
Please, no more. Oh, God, I love that movie.
Well, this isn't it. This is Jerry Goldsmith. I met Jerry once in Milwaukee at the PAC, and I said, those triplets in there, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Is that supposed to represent reincarnation? And he goes, you got it. Come on, I'm not the only one to figure that. Patton.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer it's real. needs you. It's no good unless he needs you. For sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Oscar winner. 1957, the awards went out to All the Way. It's, story about the Green Mill Lounge and some of the background with Joey Lewis and his tale, although they changed it to a different name. But here's Maurice Chevalier.
I don't know. You're very, very chic and very young.
Well, you know how I've been able to retain my youth. I stayed out of France until last year.
But you've made a picture in France, no?
Did that, yes.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of things about it. You see, I heard that you tried the best you could. You tried to get Brigitte Bardot for your leading lady.
Yes, I tried to get her, but she's made so many French films, she was home with a cold. Maurice, it was so wonderful of you to come all the way from Paris just to join us here. The stage is yours.
Thank you. I am very happy because I have been asked to come here and give the award for the best song of the year. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, songs have been very important in my life. Songs have meant a lot. And it's extraordinary because I started to sing as a pro when I was 11 years old. So you can see yourself, you know. And all the singers who are specializing in songs, they create a lot of songs during their career, but only very few of those songs are remembered, you see. I don't know if some of them are good or not good, but they remember just two or three. For instance, in Paris, they remember Valentine. Elle avait tout petit peton, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit menton que je t'avais à tâtons. And here, Mimi, you're funny, good for nothing. Mimi, am I the guy? Mimi, you know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi by and by. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? The right song in the right place with the right girl, and Cucamonga can become Paris in the spring. Now you've known and you've heard all the nominated songs. The winner is All the Way.
Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen. Go up to the stage from The Joker is Wild.
Ladies and gentlemen, ever so many people make such an honor possible. I'm sure they'll understand if I think the really important man tonight is Jimmy Van Heusen, the Yul Brynner of ASCAP.
You said it all. I'm deeply grateful. Thank you.
Here's the end of The Joker is Wild, 1956.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you.
Me to shake it? Just a little.
Ladies and gentlemen, a girl with a hole in her head. What a wonderful girl. That fancy present. She's not sore anymore. See you at the opening. Hey. You thinking of taking a few belts before you go on?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about having a few belts before I go on.
3 months in the hospital wasn't enough punishment. You want to play a return engagement.
Are you an advanced man for Alcoholics Anonymous?
I just don't like hospitals.
So?
So. So face up to it. Liquor won't change what happened with Letty or with Martha. And it won't bring back your voice. And speaking of the voice, a Caruso you would never have been.
You know, you'd make a perfect stranger.
One heckler you're not going to lose too easily. Why don't you face up to it? All you can get out of a bottle is a phony dream.
Yeah, sure.
What do you got to offer? Everything you already have? Life's pretty good, you know. You entertain people, you make them laugh. It's what you really want.
Hey, funny man. You make everybody else laugh. How about making me laugh for a change?
I'll really try.
Frank Sinatra as Joey Lewis in The Joker is Wild. Here's the real Joe.
Thank you so much. And I haven't been here in about a season. Last year, when I was at the Copacabana, I always come here and have a little fun with it. And I never said this. I have been in show business all my life, way over 30 years. And you won't believe this. I never won an Oscar or a gold record or a Pulitzer Prize. I just been on a losing streak all these years. But tomorrow night, and you're invited, I'm finally going to win an award. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Distillers are coming down tomorrow night. And they're going to present me with a golden shot glass for my millionth drink I've taken in show business. And I'm so happy. Since I've been at the Cobra, they've offered me a couple of things on television. I have a Western called Shenley, Son of Cochise. And a new kind of a quiz program. This is different, though. This program, the idea is I do the drinking and the contestants must guess when I pass out.
That stuff was funny back in 57. Joey Lewis. What a story. Let's move on. Nat Cole, Oscar winner. From Captain Carey, USA.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Lovely work of art, Mona Lisa.
Nat Cole, here's another Oscar winner. This is from Neptune's Daughter. Esther Williams, Ricardo Montalban.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please go.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records up while I fall.
The neighbors might
But maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars
to
right
break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
Oh, baby, don't hold on.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Outside.
The answer is
Baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
How
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window. Out that storm.
My sister will be
the lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My mainland mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been drunk.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
It's bound to be taught tomorrow.
Think of my life long.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia,
I really can't
get over that old doubt.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Lovely trip. I'm feeling so fresh and alive, and I'm so glad to arrive. It's all so grand. It's easy to see. You don't need a palace to feel like Alice.
Here's the best song, 1946.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. Lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. What a thrill!
Judy did that in one take. And Johnny Mercer's great lyrics and music, huh? Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. That's, well, here, let me do this. I want to tell you that's a happy thing. Not so happy when Bob Hope breaks it up with Shirley Ross. 1938, Oscar winner, best song.
Oh, wait a minute. Thank you.
Say, keep them coming and give her the cherries, will you?
Thanks for remembering. Say, make that an extra big one so I can catch up with him, huh? You know, Buzz, I cleaned up an old trunk yesterday, and I found that green tie of yours. You know, the one with the stripes?
Really?
You know something, Buzz?
What, dear?
I kind of miss your singing in the bathtub.
Good old bathtub.
Good old singing.
Thanks
of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon,
and moments on the Hudson River line.
How lovely it was.
Many's the time that we feasted,
and many's the time that we fasted.
Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of crap games on the floor,
nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore.
Why, thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of China's funny walls, transatlantic calls,
that weekend at Niagara when we hardly saw the falls.
How lovely that was.
Thank you.
Thanks for the memory of lunch from 12 to 4, sunburn at the shore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, what did happen to those pajamas? Huh?
Letters with sweet little secrets that couldn't be put in a day wire.
Too bad it all had to go haywire. That's life, I guess. I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. I thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of gardens at Versailles,
and beef and kidney pie,
the night you worked and then came home with lipstick on your tie.
How lovely that was.
Huh?
For the memory of lingerie with lace.
Yes, and pills nearby the case. And how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace.
How lovely that was.
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
Tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio, toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Bud.
Darling, I know. I know, dear.
It's one of the best breakup songs ever. This is The Music of the Stars. Here's Alice Faye, Mrs. Phil Harris. Oscar winner, Four Jills and a Jeep, 1944. Not the movie, but the song.
But enough of me, and on with beauty. The lady with the velvet throat, Miss Alice Faye.
Thank you, Mr. Jessel. And to each of you in the Army, Navy, and Merchant Marine, I can't tell you how sincerely our hearts are with you tonight. I can't tell you how much we miss you. But I can tell you how proud we are of you. And from us who stay at home, from your mothers, wives, and sweethearts, tonight, more than ever, we send you this message.
You'll never know just how much I miss you.
To love, honor, and protect me.
Yeah, let's do it in the order named.
All right, get moving, folks. We'll get a good early start. The sooner we get past that Indian country, the better.
Indian country? Do we have to go that way?
Now, Painless, I'll be with you.
Jane Russell, Oscar winner, 1948.
Another scalp.
Buttons and Bows. Dinah Shore had the
let's
hit on
go.
This.
Yeah.
All right, folks, let's get going. Yahoo! Yahoo! Yahoo!
My husband.
Take this trail to the right.
Yeah, we better. That one leads deep into Indian country. Well, let's get going. We got a long haul before night.
Western Ranch is just a branch of nowhere junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery. East is east and west is west and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in books, in or skirts that you've homespun. But I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room, and you're all mine. Bows. Buttons and bows.
Bob Hope.
Buttons and bows.
Ray Evans, Jay Livingston.
Buttons and
bows. Academy Award Best Song from Paleface, 1948. Stand by for news, weather. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. We're all over the world at Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.